So let's take some time to really ground ourselves in a sitting or a standing posture, using that posture of equanimity we've been working with today. So really grounding through feet, bottom, hands, cultivating balance through the torso, the body, left, right, front, back, and an upward and dignified torso by rolling the shoulders up, back, and down a few times. Last time, shoulder blades flat to the back, gently straightening the spine, gently lifting the chest. So we have a strong back, a soft front to meet this life while we feel grounded and balanced. Breathe into it. And we take care of head and neck, chin parallel to the earth, eyes too parallel to the earth, and with a gaze outward, as if looking at a horizon, perhaps slightly upwards. Eyes can be closed though. And we breathe into this posture, grounded, balanced, poised, with a big view. And just feeling body breathing here for a few moments. At any point during this practice, feel free to disengage if you need to open the eyes, to stand, to move a little, if it feels too much. Take good care of yourself. And so giving yourself soothing touch wherever you like to do that. Letting it be a gesture of reminder to open with kindness. So a friendly awareness, perhaps some sense of being in your safe space or with your compassionate friend as you go through the practice might help you. Letting your hand rest back in your lap, engage with it at any point though for soothing touch. And now if you will, bring an event to mind that made you feel a little bit embarrassed, a 1 or 2 out of 10, just a smidge embarrassed. And it needs to be a situation where you feel badly about yourself, but not one in which you hurt someone and still feel the need to make amends. It should have no connection with trauma. So it should not be a situation that involves someone from whom you need to protect yourself. It is, though, an event you actually would not like anyone to hear about. And of course, as we go through the practice and share later, you will not be sharing the content of what it is, only the process. And so it might have been that you overreacted to something, said something socially awkward or did something socially awkward, like burped in public. Keep it easy and approachable. Maybe lost in sports. So feel your way into this embarrassing situation. It takes a bit of courage. You will likely feel a bit of fear. That's okay. Use the posture, soothing touch to help you. And notice how this embarrassing situation feels in your body. So now we've grounded, and we're now recognizing and allowing this in. So we're using our rain grain practice. Name the sensations. Name any other emotions that may be coming up along with the embarrassment. Name it to tame it. Feeling body breathing, the equanimity posture. Soothing touch. And so part of recognizing, allowing is to notice what the core belief might be. What are you afraid others might discover about you if they knew about the event? And if there are several core beliefs showing, just choose the one that you guess has the most weight. And as you continue with the practice, remember, while you may be already be feeling alone and isolated, remember that if you are feeling this way, recognize that we are alone together. Everyone on this Zoom meeting has very similar feelings as you do right now. Embarrassment, shame, these are universal emotions. Trying on naming the core belief as if you were naming it to a friend. Oh, you've been thinking you're unlovable. That must be so painful. Or perhaps you're imagining your compassionate friend is helping you label it. See if you can keep your tone towards yourself soft and gentle. And already we have the investigation of rain and the end of rain happening. And the end of rain is reminding us that this is not permanent, that we don't always feel like this, although the feeling might feel very old and familiar. And we remember too that our negative core beliefs arise out of a wish to be loved, to belong, and that we are all innocent beings wishing to be loved, to belong. Remember to ground, to open eyes, to stand, to disengage as you need to. And feeling your body as a whole now, expand your awareness. And take a moment to recall the difficult situation in which you felt a little embarrassed. And scan your body in your mind's eye, sweeping it, to notice where you feel bits of tension, discomfort, And if possible, choose a single location to focus on. So we're investigating now. Possibly breathe into it, explore it. So grounding, recognizing, allowing, investigating. And now the other N of rain is to nurture. And so here's where we'll go into soften, soothe, allow. And so perhaps hand to the heart or other soothing touch spot, or where you're feeling the discomfort of the embarrassment, and softening into that area. As if in a tender embrace, softening the muscles, letting them relax. Softening. We're not trying to change the feeling, just holding in a tender, gentle way. Perhaps a little softening just around the edges. And soothing, soothing because of this difficult experience. So again, that soothing touch, possibly over where you're really feeling it. Imagining warmth and kindness coming into your body through your hands. Perhaps thinking of your body as if it were the body of a beloved child or pet. Soothing. Soothing. And what comforting words might you need to hear? Soothing words in a soothing tone. What would you say to a friend, or what would your compassionate friend say to you? It's so hard to feel this. May I be kind to myself? Remembering that when we feel embarrassed or ashamed, that it's only a part of us that feels this way. We don't always feel like this. And now allowing whatever discomfort is here to be here. Letting your body, heart, mind have the experiences it's having. Making room, allowing as a wise grandparent would, allowing. Allowing yourself to be just as you are, if only for this moment. Softening, soothing, allowing. Remembering that every person here is feeling some sort of embarrassment or shame, that we're all human with strengths and weaknesses. And right now, we're connected in the universal emotions of shame or embarrassment, the wish to be loved, to belong. And letting go of the practice and feeling your body in our equanimity postures, grounded, balance, poise, big view, breathe into it. Allowing yourself to feel whatever you feel in this moment.